Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
For Thursday, November the 16th, 2023, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. They will be signed, sealed, and delivered, and all elite on Saturday at Full Gear. Tony Khan revealing just before Dynamite went to air that somebody new is coming to play at All Elite Wrestling. He tweeted, AEW has agreed to terms with one of the world's best wrestlers, a pro who is known and respected by virtually every AEW fan. They will come to LA to sign their contract this Saturday on pay-per-view at AEW Full Gear. That's all we got from Tony Khan on that particular announcement. We would get a signing to AEW made official by the end of Dynamite, but we'll get to that in a little bit. But for now, let's have a little bit of fun and speculate on who this new signing could be. So at Full Gear, somebody is signing on the dotted line with AEW. Against what I alluded to just there, it may not necessarily be a brand new name to AEW. Obviously, one name that has floated around All Elite Wrestling a lot in 2023 in particular is Will Ospreay. He's fast approaching the end of his New Japan Pro Wrestling deal. He could very well join AEW, a company that would allow him the flexibility to still base himself in the UK and work around the world and work with other promotions as well, such as further work with New Japan and Impact as it becomes TNA Wrestling. No doubt there's a working relationship that they could still foster there. Ospreay has turned heads in AEW this year. Some incredible matches with the likes of Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho. And there is no doubt a bidding war looming between AEW and WWE. That bidding war may be over. We may find out on Saturday that Will Ospreay, the aerial assassin, has joined All Elite Wrestling. Another name being thrown around is Mercedes Moné, the former Sasha Banks. Recently on Cameo, Mercedes Moné told fans to definitely expect her to be with, quote, some wrestling company in 2024. Now, it looks like Moné is set to return from injury next year. An injury that took her right out of the game in the conclusion of the New Japan Strong Women's Tournament. One that led to the finish of that match being worked on the fly. It gave Willow Nightingale a run as New Japan Strong Women's Champion. Can't be bad. But it did lead to Mercedes Moné missing an expansive amount of time. There was talk that New Japan still want, or Stardom want, still want that match between Mercedes Moné and Julia. But again, this working relationship with AEW and New Japan would allow that match to still happen. Mercedes Moné is certainly a big enough name that could join AEW on Saturday. Now, a lot of people are also suggesting that one of the talent that were released from the WWE in the summer could be beginning this weekend as well. Now, the 90-day no-compete is still in place for a lot of the stars, and that will be the case until mid-December. Despite that, there is a lot of people online talking about how this new signing could very well be Nick Nemeth, a.k.a. Dolph Ziggler. When you talk about a guy that is considered one of the world's best, certainly Dolph Ziggler is considered that, a guy who you could put in any position on the roster at any time and would absolutely work his socks off, and a pro who is known, to quote Tony Khan on his tweet, and respected by virtually every AEW fan. He is certainly well known within the industry, and I think if Dolph Ziggler was to walk out on AEW television or on pay-per-view at Full Gear, it wouldn't be a case of who's that. Everyone would know who that is. Now, as we say, the no-compete clauses in released WWE stars' contracts are still in effect. Not to say that a deal hasn't been reached between the two sides. Stranger things have happened, right?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
So Nick Nemeth or Dolph Ziggler, a name in the mix as well. Worth pointing out that this announcement may lead to somebody who's been doing stuff with AEW for a while may get signed. As we mentioned, Will Ospreay. I've seen a few people mention Vikingo possibly signing with AEW on Saturday as well. There'll be Tony Khan locking Vikingo into a full-time deal with AEW. It would be lovely to see Vikingo sign that deal. But the way that this has been presented, it feels like this is going to be a much larger name than Vikingo. And I would say that with no disrespect to Vikingo, a phenomenal performer. But it certainly seems to have been pitched quite high. MJF replied to Tony Khan's tweet, calling for the signing to be Flip Gordon, a former Ring of Honor and CMLL star. But just a short while later, I think maybe an hour or so after this, Flip Gordon revealed that he'd signed a deal to return to CMLL. So I think for this particular story, it rules him out. And of course, we have to address the straight edge elephant in the room here. As CM Punk has obviously been thrown into the mix on this as well. Punk has been having a lot of fun online at the moment, maybe doing some teases, having some fun, being aloof with what he's saying and what he will do next. There was lots of conversations about him joining WWE for Survivor Series. Those conversations seem to have been replaced by conversations about a Randy Orton return instead. And there's been conversations about CM Punk possibly being the man behind the mask of the devil who keeps turning up and attacking wrestlers. Well, Fightful Select sources say categorically that neither Dr. Britt Baker DMD or CM Punk are behind the mask of the devil. And with so little time between now and that incident at Wembley, it is very unlikely to be CM Punk. But you know what? Stranger things have happened in wrestling. Many stranger things have happened. Those are some of the front runners for who the latest signing to AEW is going to be. An announcement like this does always draw skepticism as well. and criticism as well, because, you know, for an AEW that has such an expansive roster, it does tend to build a big part of the last two pay-per-views around a new signing. It's kind of a recurring theme with AEW, not in every pay-per-view, obviously, but they are ones for signing up new toys or buying new toys, as they were. And maybe not using the toys they've got to the best of their abilities. Certainly a criticism that has been leveled online. Many would say that it's, you know, the Adam Copeland arrival still quite fresh. And does this bump Adam Copeland down a little bit? Well, Adam Copeland has a key role on the pay-per-view on Saturday that's going to lead to some stuff with him and Christian Cage. So certainly he is very much in the mix with AEW. Probably one of the more recent signings. I say that one of the more recent because last night on Dynamite, at the conclusion of that Like a Dragon Sega Street Fight crossover that saw Kota Ibushi, Chris Jericho, Kenny Omega and Paul White beat the Don Callis family with Brian Cage, it was announced on Twitter by Tony Khan that Kota Ibushi is All Elite. He has officially signed with AEW. Ibushi was saying over the summer that he joined AEW, but nothing had been made official. Now it is very much official. He has appeared at All In and Wrestle Dream, as well as the Blood and Guts match earlier in the year. But now he is officially in the company and officially in the mix, which rules him out as being the guy that could be signing on Saturday. This is going to be another signing on Saturday for AEW. So again, there's criticisms levied that they seem to be hiring people and not focusing on the people they got involved. Having said that, there's been some really good wrestling on AEW as of late, and I do believe that this is where AEW absolutely has its strengths, is in the wrestling side of things. So why not hire the best people to do it? You know, your thoughts, as always, are forever welcome. This Saturday is AEW Full Gear. 9 pitches for Full Gear waiting for you on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. Later today on the YouTube channel, myself and Fraser Porter will be along with predictions for Saturday night. And then you can join us on Saturday nights from just before the pre-show, just before the buy-in, where Fraser and I will be doing live reactions to AEW Full Gear through Saturday night. What happened at Full Gear with Jack the Jobber on Saturday, and the WTF moments for AEW Full Gear with Ross coming shortly after that as well. It's a busy old weekend of AEW flavored wrestling. Be a part of it throughout on the YouTube channel, and for the very latest wrestling news, you can check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.